flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Midnight Rider.
Chris,
yeah!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! You got me again. Quit blasting the music. 888-808-1019. We still have Rosenberg on the other side having his fun on his way out the door to go over the bridge, come back over the bridge. Oh. Nobody gets around that congestion pricing like the great Paul Rosenberg. We got Fliegelman in the office. He'll be with us in a second. And we're taking your calls here on this Wednesday 5-hour midnight ride as we take you all the way to 5 a.m. and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. And we've talked a lot of football over the last couple days. I'm dying to talk baseball. We got 2 weeks to break down the Super Bowl. We got 2 weeks until pitchers and catchers. And today was a little bit of a Yankee day. We'll get to the Mets and Pete Alonso, as it sounds like. Here's the question for the Mets real quick. And Pete Alonso, thank you, Paulie. Did Amazing Day actually impact what's going to happen? Did it impact the negotiations? We'll get to that. But the manager, Aaron Boone, who might be talking contract extension relatively quickly if you listen to the owner, Hal Steinbrenner, was in with BT and Sal today. I thought it was a very good interview. I mean, am I a little disappointed in my guy for losing to both Sal and BT in that card game they play? Maybe a little bit. If you go back and listen to it, they were on fire. You got to give it to them. They won. He did not lose. Good for them. And we'll get into all the different ramifications you just heard, some of the lineup stuff. The Yankees have a lot of questions, as much as they've pivoted as well as you could possibly hope, right? That's kind of been the narrative. I've always said Plan B sucks. The idea that they're a better team, I think, is preposterous. They are not nearly as good as they were with Juan Soto. The manager was talking about it. However other flaws the team might have had, you had Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in the middle of your lineup. I'll take that any day, twice on Sunday. But I want to talk about the owner, because we'll get to Boone, we'll get to the ramifications of the lineup and where they are and who's the leadoff hitter and everything. But on Yankees Hot Stove, the owner spoke with Meredith. And, you know, I haven't got on the owner as much as a lot of Yankee fans want to get on the owner. right? A lot of Yankee fans, oh, the owner's cheap, the owner's this. Look at the Dodgers. Look at what the Dodgers do. Look at all the money. The Yankees actually bring in more revenue. The Yankees make more money than the Dodgers. Why can't the Yankees be more like the Dodgers? Why is Hal Steinbrenner so cheap? All he cares about is his chicken buckets and his beer. And, you know, it's not about winning. It's not about winning. You hear that from the fans constantly. It's about making money. He's got to play just enough, win just enough, sign just enough players so that they're just good enough to make some playoff games because that's part of the model. But it ultimately, he doesn't care about winning the World Series. It's about producing and being the Yankees on the basics of the most basic of levels, and everything else takes a second seat to that. And I've pushed back on it. I have. I've pushed back on it. And I will tell you this. Even now, as we presently sit here today, I don't expect him, nor do I think he should necessarily, and I certainly don't expect him to be the Dodgers, all right? The Dodgers are run by the Guggenheim family. They have more money than Steve Cohen. Not one individual person, but as a group, as a collective family, they have more money than Steve Cohen, right? And even though they make less money than the New York Yankees, they are treating this thing like an absolute toy. And believe it or not, signing Shohei Ohtani, which, by the way, the New York Yankees never had an opportunity to do. We don't know if Hal Steinbrenner would have given him $700 million. We don't know where the bidding would have went for Shohei Ohtani. He wanted to be on the West Coast. He wanted to be a Dodger. That contract is probably making them money hand over fist. To have Shohei Ohtani, $43 million on the book, $700 million over the next 3,500 years, it's making them money. I don't expect, nor should you, to be quite honest with you. And I don't like to lecture you, but I'm just going to lecture you for a second. You shouldn't expect the New York Yankees to be the Los Angeles Dodgers. Met fans with the richest owner in baseball, you should not expect nor demand your owner to treat his team the way the Dodgers are treating them. On some level, you'd like it to be more closer, fine, whatever. I don't expect any ownership group to treat their team like the New York, like the Los Angeles Dodgers. And no matter how much money the Yankees make, there are some, you have to understand, this is the Yankee business, right? This is where they make their money. They're in debt. They owe money for the stadium. It's a $600 million bill every year for the stadium. George did not have to do that. That's a reality Hal has to deal with that George never had to deal with. They owe debt for the Yes Network that they're currently in the process of, you know, over time buying back. They have debt. They have bills. They are not making the money you think they're making. And so I'm going to start this by saying I don't expect him to be the Los Angeles Dodgers and sign everyone under the sun. But having said that, I've got to tell you, as we go through that interview, if you listen to it, with Boone on the Midday Show, and they're talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Boone's asked about the Dodgers running their mouth and being the most ungracious winners I've ever come across in professional sports. And I don't think that's hyperbole. I don't know if I've ever seen a winning team kick the losing team while they're down the way the Dodgers decided to kick the New York Yankees. I don't think I've ever seen it. They are the biggest group of ungracious winners I have ever come across in professional sports. Not only do they spend the most money, not only do they sign everybody, but they rub your face in it when they win. They are the enemy. And listening to Boone talk about the team, talk about that experience, watching them drink tequila on Mookie Betts' podcast and bring down the Yankees and have, you know, the Joe Kellys of the world who barely pitched for them and who hasn't been good in 3 or 4 years, you know, bring them down. And talking about the finances of baseball and worrying about the stoppage potentially coming 2 years from now when all the other owners are furious about how the Dodgers are handling business. All that, you could feel it. You could feel it oozing out of Aaron Boone, how ticked off he is and how annoyed he is and how much it's rubbing him the wrong way. And then I watched the interview with the owner. And the owner talks and literally says this. Hal Steinbrenner said this in his interview with Meredith Mrokowitz. What a tale of two different seasons. 2 years ago, 82 wins, didn't make the playoffs. It was a horrible season. Everything went wrong for us, injuries, Judge runs into the wall, blah, blah, blah. But last year, to get to the World Series, not play our best defensively, have a poor showing and lose. It's almost worse. It makes me feel worse. And then he's asked if you have a chip on your shoulder. Do you have a chip on your shoulder, Hal, the way it ended? Yes, I do. I have a chip on my shoulder. Okay. You have a chip on your shoulder. You feel even worse. You just lost Juan Soto to the New York Mets. Well, then can I ask you, because I'm sorry. While I'll tell you till I'm blue in the face, I don't expect them to be the Dodgers, and I didn't expect them to sign everybody on the free agent market, and I don't expect a $400 million payroll. But here's what I'll tell you. Coming off of that, I don't want to hear from the owner who is literally waiting to trade Marcus Stroman so there might be money for Kiki Hernandez. I don't want to hear from that owner that he's got a chip on his shoulder. I don't want to hear from that owner.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That he's sick about last year. I don't want to hear from that owner who went to the World Series, lost Juan Soto to the Mets, and is going to cut payroll to the level of they are in absolutely do nothing mode. Not the cheapest of infielders they could find to fill the one obvious hole this roster has. Not with Kiki Hernandez, not with Polanco, not with any of the better options. Forget Bregman. Which, if I read another story, see another stupid tweet referencing the Yankees to Bregman. He doesn't want to take 156, and right now they're in a holding pattern before they can trade Marcus Stroman to go put in $5 million for Kiki Hernandez. That's what bothers me. Because if you're going to talk about chip on your shoulder, and you're going to talk about losing the World Series is an impossible thing to swallow, and if you're going to talk about where they are as a franchise, and how close they are, and how well they pivoted, and they're a better team than they were last year. No one's expecting you to be the Dodgers, and I do agree on some level they shouldn't react to the Dodgers. I don't think it's like all they have to do is compete in the American League, right? I firmly believe that. I mean, who knows? The Dodgers lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks last year, 2 years ago. There's no guarantee the Dodgers are going to be the team in the World Series that the Yankees will even have to contend with. So on some level, I understand right now they're the best team in the American League. That's fine. That shouldn't be the be-all, end-all. And that shouldn't be the focal point when we see the rest of the American League not be any damn good. All of the best players pretty much leaving the American League and going to the National League. And I'm not asking you to have a $400 million payroll, but you're going to get to the World Series and lose it. Get kicked while you're down by the worst players on the Dodgers. Talk about, and Boone, you could see he's begging to go. He wanted to go after the Dodgers so bad for saying the Yankees peed down their legs. That line pissed him off. The Joe Kellys of the world pissed off the manager. It should piss off everybody in a Yankee uniform, and it should piss off the owner. They lost Juan Soto to the New York Mets. There's a perception that the Yankees don't have the prestige anymore. The Japanese stars they coveted for years and were the monopoly on it in many ways don't consider the Yankees a viable option anymore. They offered someone $760 million and he chose to go elsewhere. And not just elsewhere, the little brother. And the response is, I'm going to cut payroll. And the response is, I need one piece. And this is where I think it bothers the Yankee fan. And this is where it's fair to get on Hal. The idea that Hal should spend at the length of the Dodgers, I don't think is fair. The idea that Hal never spends money, I don't think is fair. The idea that Hal needs to sell the team before the Yankees will be what you want them to be, I don't think is fair. What I think is fair is Hal Steinbrenner is looking at a team right now that, as presently constituted, is the best in the American League and is one move away, one bat in the middle of the lineup. They've put together a rotation that has youth at the back end, including the rookie of the year, Luis Gil, an ace at the top. They just went out and spent big money on another ace-type pitcher in Fried. They went out and pivoted offensively pretty much as well as you can do in this market this year, making good trades. I like Bellinger. I think there's a good chance of a bounce back from Goldschmidt. The Yankees are one piece away. They are staring at a washed-up DJ LeMahieu, and they could tell you till you're blue, until they're blue in the face about how they could expect to bounce back if he's healthy. Or there's a role for this team. I heard Aaron Boone, and I appreciate what he's trying to sell you because he doesn't have a different thing to sell you. He can only sell you what he has. And right now, he's selling you on DJ LeMahieu being healthy, and when DJ's good, DJ's really good, and he's been a great hitter in this league. And there's a role for him, whether it is the everyday third baseman or whether it is against left-handed pitching or whatever the case may be. Here's the fact of the matter. The New York Yankees have an opportunity to, with one move, finish off the roster, give it a legitimate chance to be as good as the top of baseball in the National League. Right? Maybe not the Dodgers because they're incredible, but right there with them. One move away from solidifying a team and having almost no holes on it instead of a gaping one. And it doesn't have to be Alex Bregman, and it doesn't have to be the top of the market, and they don't have to, you know, go out there and up the payroll to an obnoxious level. All they have to do is not wait around and tell me, I'm pissed off. I've got a chip on my shoulder. This team's better than they performed in the World Series. I want to get back to the World Series. And then at the same time, wait around to trade Marcus Stroman before you can spend anything on the one gaping hole this team has. So I've defended Hal Steinbrenner, and I'll continue to defend Hal Steinbrenner against the extremists inside the Yankee fan base who believes he needs to sell the team or that he doesn't care about winning at all. But what is fair is I'm watching the manager pissed off about the Dodgers. I saw last year Brian Cashman pissed off at Joel Sherman and anybody else who questioned him. At least I saw some life. I see an owner who is casually telling you, well, you know, yes, I have a chip on my shoulder. This almost hurts more. I'm devastated. We'll be better defensively, and we're going to get back there, and I think we can win it. And then at the same time, be right at the tax threshold and tell me I can't go out and improve third base at any level until I get rid of Marcus Stroman's money. It's hanging over this team like a black cloud, and it's bothering me that we're still here and we are still waiting for a trade that nobody wants to take on. And I know, you know, Stroman has deleted Yankee stuff from his social media page. We'll see. They're trying to move him. And if they do move him, I expect something. But I heard Aaron Boone pissed off, and I know how the general manager feels. And then I watch the owner, and while I don't expect him to be the Dodgers, I expect them, off of losing Juan Soto, losing the World Series, having your face rubbed in it, to maybe view this team a little bit differently than, hey, we're still the best in the American League, and hey, third base will figure itself out, and maybe we can attack it at the trade deadline when everybody in the entire Major League Baseball will try to attack the trade deadline. The deadline is completely different than it used to be. With the extra playoff team, we see it time and time again. They tried to trade for Bellinger 2 years ago. The Cubs went on a 5-game winning streak and decided not to sell him. We don't know how the trade market's going to play out. And I know you want to keep some money on the sidelines just in case you have to go out there and trade And typically you will, right? There'll be injuries. There'll be something. Who knows what they'll need. Things will pop up. And if they're going to want to compete for a championship, there probably will have to be a move made at the deadline. But I just hate the idea that we are sitting here pissed off. Because now that we're 2 weeks away, I'm trying to remember how pissed off I was. I finished last year, and I honestly thought I was going to have a tough time getting up for this season. That's how dejected I was. That's how angry I was. That's how bitter I was. That's how sad I was. And I think all Yankee fans felt that way. And I know the owner felt that way. The manager felt that way because I heard him today. And the owner told me he felt that way. And instead of making sure they secure up a spot, by really staying at the same money they stayed last year, we're waiting for Marcus Stroman to free up $8 million so they can go get a player that none of us are going to be happy with anyway. I don't know what it was. I think it was just Hal Steinbrenner saying, you know, last year was worse than 2 years ago. Because if you honestly believe that, you don't go into the season with DJ LeMahieu and Oswaldo Cabrera battling it out for third base. You don't. 888-808-1019. So we'll talk a little baseball where the Yankees are. We can get into some of the stuff Boone talked about and the reality of the situation that's pissing me off right now, third base, and where they could pivot, where they could go, what they are going to do, because right now it sounds like DJ LeMahieu, who's the leadoff hitter, all those ramifications. And then Pete Alonso as well. We'll get into a baseball conversation to start the show as John Heyman, which we all know where John Heyman gets his information. I don't want to step on any toes or upset anybody. But we kind of have an idea of where John Heyman gets his information from. Rumor is, word is, the Mets are back in negotiating with Pete Alonso. And I'm wondering how much those dumb fans booing the owner had to do with it. So we'll get into a conversation about that. We'll get more into football as well. I have a thought on the Giants quarterback situation and the inevitable conversation that's already started to happen that could shape how the Giants handle this draft and offseason.